letter asking for an autograph and this type of thing.
Are they people who remember you for the most part, do you think, or do you know, or are they...
They seem to, or I don't know, in their letters they will say that, or some will say that I remember you pitching for the Pirates, this kind of thing. And so because they normally don't mention age or anything, it takes someone with a few years on them to remember.
Darn right.
Someone pitching back in the late 50s.
I've got a few years on me, believe me. But, that was my goal. I didn't make it, but I guess that's a goal of a whole lot of kids.
Well, I certainly wish your son well.
Thank you.
And
threw a shutout the other day.
Good.
1-1-0, a four hitter.
Well, that's great. How big a boy is he?
Right now, I guess he's probably 5'9", 5'10". I'm 6'2", and his mama's about 5'8", so he ought to be 6 anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
In time. He's just turned 17.
Yeah.
He weighs probably, I don't know what he weighs, 160. He's, you know, just an average-sized kid right now.
Well, as if you've talked to any scouts or anything, any baseball person will let you know that the thing they're interested in watching a pitcher is the fact that how hard can he throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. So
he went to a...
Only through throwing is he going to build up his arm strength to where his ball is going to... he's going to have good velocity.
He went to an Expos tryout camp here a week or two ago.
Legs are very important to build up leg strength because of the push off.
God, I wish you could tell him that.
Give him arms or give him speed.
Try to get him to run and he won't do it.
Two things there. I know he's at the age where throwing curves and sliders and this kind of thing are important maybe to him, but the more he can rely on a fastball, the better off he's going to be, rather than being a curveball pitcher. Now, he's a left-hander, isn't he?
Left-hander, right.
Yeah.
Hasn't got much of a curve. In fact, the other day, I don't think he threw a curve for a strike. He only threw half a dozen. He got by on fastball and changeup for the whole game.
Well, that's surprising because left-handers have always been known as not being able to throw a straight ball because of having so much movement on their body.
Well, he's got good movement, but he can't break it right.
It seems like left-handers naturally can throw a good curveball, so that's a little surprising that he might have a little problem with being able to throw a curve. Here's another thing that I noticed while I was coaching for 5 years was the fact that in seeing young pitchers come out of high school to our college team, playing with a slider, because a slider is thrown like a football, you know, stiff wrist,
mm-hmm.
They end up, when they think they're throwing a curveball, they're actually throwing more of a slider. Their wrist gets lazy. And they don't really snap it off in throwing a curveball, and it ends up more like a slider. And so when you throw the two, a slider and a curveball, a lot of times that can affect the curveball, especially.
Mm-hmm.
The thing he needs to do is to develop his curveball, think about the curveball, and the proper technique of throwing it, and forget a slider right now.
He's tried a slider a few times, has no success with it. I don't think he even considers it now as a pitch to even think about using.
Get that out of his head totally until he develops a good curveball, and then let him play with a slider would certainly be better because, I don't know, just throwing the two for a young pitcher anyway. it can foul things up to where it really affects his curve ball.
How fast, and I know maybe you can't answer this, maybe nobody can, but how fast should a boy, average-sized boy this age, be throwing, you think?
I have no idea. Actually, even back when I was pitching, they didn't have the radar guns or anything that I knew of. Average major league speed back then was 85 miles an hour.
I think it still is.
And they say that that I had average major league fastball. So I'll take their word for it. So I don't know. But as for the younger. As for maybe what they should be throwing, this kind of thing, I have no idea.
He was clocked at 72 at the Expos thing the other day.
Well, I would say that's, and he's what age?
He's 17, just turned 17.
72.
Yeah, another boy, he only had another one he knew,
well,
was clocked at 75.
From the end of this summer until next spring, when he starts throwing again, is where he's gonna make big progress. It's not gonna be necessarily this summer. It'll be during the off season that where he will things that he learned this summer will sink in. His speed will get better. Because of being stronger and bigger, and just the rest over the winter, so actually, what you're seeing right now, I'd say next spring you're going to see a much bigger improvement in speed and everything else.
Well, he's looking for it. This was the age I grew a lot, so I kind of think probably he will too.
Right.
And he's probably picked up 6 or 8 miles an hour since last year.
Yeah.
He would love to do it, and if it makes him happy, I'd love for him to do it. But if he'd be happy digging ditches, I guess I'd like him to do that too.
Well, that's the way I feel about both my sons. I've never felt badly at all that they didn't follow me in baseball or anything. And actually, I was a little bit happy. I think that they didn't, because I just wasn't happy with the things that was going on. I'm not all that prejudiced or anything either, but yet the way the blacks have taken over the game, noticing not that they're just good players and all, but the other day I heard a black saying that is somebody on the Texas Rangers team that wasn't going to be voted onto the All-Star team, but yet he's something like maybe leading the American League in batting. Saying that he feels the players should do the voting. Back in, it's either the 58 or 59 season, the players did do the voting for the All-Star game.
For several years back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how they voted?
Hmm.
The blacks voted for blacks?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the way it's going to be. That's just the way of the world, unfortunately.
That's right. Here again is not the perfect way, even if the fans do it, but if you put it in the hands of the players, it's not going to be perfect that way either.
There won't be a solution that will satisfy everybody.
Right.
It's a popularity contest. If the fans want to see some 220 hitting second baseman, then doggone it, let them see him. That's what they want to see.
That's right.
if they don't like the guy hitting 350, then he's not there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been great talking with you.
Ron, I really do appreciate your time.
I hope you can do something with this, and to where it might make you a dollar or two.
Well, I know I'll probably probably get about $100, $125 for it. So, you know, this is a hard way to make a living. Fortunately, there's still sick horses to attend to, because if I had to do it on what little I write, I'd be awful hungry. But I enjoy it, and it keeps me off the street at night.
Have you had some success with some other players, as myself, and maybe writing something?
I haven't been. I've written, mostly I've written historical stuff on baseball. I've done did an interview with Harlan Clift. He was, I don't know if you know, third baseman back in the late 30s, early 40s. And that was pretty well received. I've got another one with Gene Thompson, who pitched for the Reds and Giants in the, from 39 off and on through the war to the late 40s. And that was pretty well accepted. A lot of the interviews in the magazines are done with Eddie Matthews, Duke Snider, high profile. That to me is no big deal. These guys have been interviewed 5 million times,
right.
And this doesn't work me up too much. I think that other players have things to say as well. They don't have to hit 500 home runs or win 300 games to have an opinion. And I think baseball fans like to hear it, like to read it.
Well, I wish you success, and I'm anxious to read what you maybe will come up with. So,
it'll probably take me about a week, but as soon as I get it typed up, I'll send you a copy of it to see. Well, main thing to get your approval, because if you don't approve it, then that's as far as it'll go. But if you like it, great. If you don't, then it's fine too.
Right. Well, I'd also like to extend an invitation that any time you're down this way, please stop in and see me.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to meet you personally.
Yes, I would like to. Well, you did. It's been a while back. I was a kid in the stands. You were a kid on the field.
But
I would like to. And my travel outlook is not greatly different from yours, but I do get around here and there from time to time.
Okay. All right, good talking with you.
Thanks again, Ron.
Okay, bye. Bye now.